All right, welcome everyone to the Tuesday afternoon here in America, Tuesday evening in Ireland, Scotland, elsewhere in the UK, and it's probably Wednesday morning somewhere on this planet. I don't know whether it's round or flat or concave, whatever the case is. I know it's tomorrow over there in Australia, I know that. But I'm Stephen Roberts, this is Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com, and I'm also on both of Andy Champagne's Shake and Wake stations, so welcome everybody over there, and also PSN Radio, thanks to Angel Espino. I have a long-time recurring guest. He is the bad boy of the Anacondrack, I think that's how you say it, or the New York area. He's been fighting this corruption for a long, long time. I think over 40 plus years, he said. I want to welcome back Judson Witham to the show. Welcome back.
You know, it all started, Steve.
Hang on a second, Judson. There it was again. Another woman's voice just kind of popped in there a little bit. That's weird. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it all began back during the Vietnam War, Steve. I believe when I began to wake up to this alternate universe that we live in. I was explaining it to a friend yesterday that lives in California.
Your volume's going a little wonky.
The thing is that, you know, when it first starts happening to you, you don't associate it with anything in your ordinary realm. You don't have the reference point, I guess, in your life to understand what the hell is going on. Now, I know that sounds kind of, you know, out there. You know, even maybe a little nutty.
Judson, do you have some headphones or something?
No.
Because your sound is going wonky.
I'm in a silent room.
I know it's going in and out though.
Oh. Dee 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 dee. Yeah, you might have a tap on me, Steve. I think I've kind of got him pissed off. You know, I won in federal court last week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, we did. We won, man.
Yeah.
We freaking won. A big one. A really big one. But, a real big case. This mortgage company had 1,151 offices in all 50 states. And over 7,500 mortgage agents.
7,500 mortgage agents?
Yep.
Yeah.
All over America, like 7,500 and something, 87 or something. Mortgage agents that were, you know, making mortgages for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, HUD.
Right, right. Fraudulent mortgages. I know.
And, I got the United States Marshals to serve the case, and I was waiting for a return of service. And I was watching the Patriot system. Well, it showed like on January 22nd. It's been about 2 weeks, going on 2 weeks now. Somewhere in there, that the service was returned unserved, that they had been unsuccessful in serving this summons and complaint.
Okay.
Well, then all of a sudden, there was some activity where I got a notice that I was failing to prosecute the case and that they were going to dismiss it for failure to prosecute. And I'm saying, yeah, okay, well, all I've done is prosecute this case. And so I filed a 23 or 27 page response to, hold on here a second, no, that's all I've been doing is prosecuting this case. And then after they got that, the PACER entry for the return of service was changed to this defendant being served on December the 17th, 2019. So it was confusing to me for a day or two until I began to realize that he had defaulted. Now, this is the president of the Premier Mortgage Funding in Tampa, Florida, who also owned Pioneer Mortgage Funding and who also owned Paramount Mortgage Funding. A fellow by the name of Gerald Cugno. Now, his failure answer the complaint and the summons resulted in all the allegations being admitted to. When you don't respond, everything that you've been accused of is deemed to be admitted to. So, that being said, I receive, I believe it was like a February, like 2nd. It hasn't been but a week ago, a notice that we are to file with the federal court a form of the judgment that we want. In other words, because he defaulted, I basically can, you know, request the federal court clerk to enter whatever kind of judgment that I draft and, you know, send back to the court. So I kept it very conservative. I mean, I didn't, you know, ask for stupid stuff. I actually kept it to the plea and asked for a significant amount of damages, almost $5 million. I asked for the court to retain jurisdiction over this guy for further depositions and discovery, because there's still several other defendants in the case that have not defaulted. And these are the biggest banks on the planet. JP Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, who's, you know, laundered money for the Russian banks through Donald Trump's real estate empire. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
They're laundering large amounts of money through the President of the United States real estate empire. And, well, they defaulted. They didn't answer the case. Now, I didn't have an idea, and I don't know for sure because, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I have some pretty good idea why they didn't respond to the case.
Right.
The biggest reason they didn't respond, I think, is they didn't want to get drug into testimony and producing records. And, you know, I think it kind of caught them short. But that's all academic at this point, because they, in fact, defaulted. Reality, the court of the federal court noticed this of it and told us to file our form of judgment.
Which, right.
I mean, they were served on December 17th, and today is February 10th?
11th.
11th, okay. It's February 11th, so they cannot undo the default. They're well into the default. It's not like it was a mistake. The U.S. Marshals served Gerald Cugno's wife at Gerald Cugno's house in Lunt, Florida. If anybody else is looking for him, he's living in Lunt, It's LUNCZ, Lund, Florida. His wife, Deborah Kondo, accepted service, according to the marshals.
Yeah.
The significance of this, I don't think there's a lot of mortgage brokerages that have over 7,500 agents. I don't think there's many other mortgage funding companies that have 1,150 offices in all 50 of the United States.
Right.
This is a big mortgage lender.
Sure.
And, well, the FHA HUD shut them down. The United States government put them out of business.
Yeah.
And the thing that is so remarkable about what I'm discussing here is your guest. I'm not being an egotist here. I'm just stating the case, stating my facts. Your guest, Judson Little, understands enough about law and federal court to be in a very significant federal racketeering action against the biggest banks on planet Earth. The cause number is 2-19-CV-005. It's 219-CV-005 in the Eastern District Federal Courts of Tennessee, which, you know, that's the heart of America, right, Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
That's down in the heart of the guts of the American nation. And at this particular juncture in world history, they cannot undo the default and what happens when a party of this stature defaults. When you default in this sort of a situation, you admit to all the facts,
yes,
that have been alleged against you.
Right.
That's Rule 55 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure.
Right.
Now,
it's kind of like a no contest plea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a failure to answer. It's a default. Now, uh-huh. I'm sure that there was reasons, which I will never know for sure.
Well, you know, they had a very important golf game that day, I think.
Well, you'd be surprised who this guy's involved with. I mean, this is a big-time mafia guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Cugno, Gerald Cugno. Gerald Scott Cugno. He's got two children that are, you know, in their 40s. Scott Cugno of Paramount Mortgage Funding. And then Nicole Cugno, also of Paramount Funding. They had several of these mortgage funding operations in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Florida. One of which is still operational, and I think that's Paramount Mortgage Funding, or Pioneer Mortgage Funding. They supposedly shut down Premier, but Paramount and Pioneer are still functioning, I seem to understand. Now, not that anybody's interested on that score necessarily, but where it starts to get interesting is when you realize that someone of my mental ability, and again, I'm not trying to be an egotist here or say I've got a super brain or anything, it's just I do have enough understanding of the law to be in this federal court, which, you know, it takes quite a bit of understanding to be in a federal court. What I'm moving on to here is you'll notice that Donald Trump's running around telling everybody that he got acquitted. And he's trying to equate that into a exoneration, that he was exonerated. And the answer is, oh, bullshit, Donald. There were dozens of people, many dozens of people, that convicted you in the Congress. And there was a couple dozen more that convicted you in the Senate. The idea that a few more of your Republican friends blocked it and stonewalled this movement against the president is not an exoneration. It's just a... he's got a few more friends that decided that they were going to block his impeachment. Doesn't mean he's innocent. It just means that his gang had a few more members than the other gang.
Yeah, which you would imagine.
But exoneration? No, there's been no exoneration. So when you start to understand these more sophisticated maxims of American judiciary and its processes, and then you focus on a very subject, and that extremely simple subject is the dollar. We're not talking about a quarter, and we're not talking about a nickel or a dime or a penny. We're talking about the dollar. They don't have any in the United States. There are no dollars. It's all notes. It's all Federal Reserve promissory notes. Reserve notes. They killed the dollar when they killed John Kennedy. John Kennedy, as you may know from your historical studies, was beginning again to print silver certificates. He printed up about 400 million silver certificates in the few months before his brains were splattered all over Dallas. You can go on the net and search the Red Seal silver certificate that John Kennedy was issuing. Donald Trump, have you been following him? You there?
Yes, I am. You're cutting in and out.
Have you been following Donald Trump's dog and pony show?
Oh yeah.
And he's taking all this credit for such a great economy, right? All the economy's never been better because of Donald Trump.
Right, right. Well, it's all cooked numbers anyways.
They're not explaining to the American people, and they're not explaining to the world that it's all been accomplished with helicopter money.
Yes, it's all.
Don't you talk about helicopter money with all your friends?
Yeah, I talk about the cookbooks. If that's what you mean.
It's the fake money. Helicopter money is the same as quantitative easing money. Or a lot of people refer to it as fiat money. You know, the notes, not the dollars, the stuff they print. We've taken a huge segment of the human population and so totally brainwashed and indoctrinated them that they can't believe it's not butter. that it's actually margarine.
Right, right.
You know, that crazy little there's several commercials about, you know, the magic of is it what's the name, blue bonnet margarine?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter. Well, I can't believe it's not money. Well, it's not.
No.
It's this bullshit. And I can prove this alternate universe to the world. Anybody listening to this show, I think they'll understand it right away. Back in the 60s and 70s, I'd get a paycheck on Friday. I was a pretty good carpenter. I worked for some pretty big construction firms back in the 70s. And I'd get my paycheck on Friday, and I'd get on the bank, you know, old school, go to the bank with my check. Cash the check, and I'd put so much of it in my checking account, and I'd put so much of it in my savings account, and then every week I'd get my cash from the check cashing, and I'd put a $5 bill down on the counter and tell the clerk I wanted $5 worth of silver quarters. And she'd give me $5 worth of silver quarters in one of those envelopes. I mean, his smile, and she'd put a lollipop in the envelope for me. Like, remember, they even used to give you a lollipop when you went to the bank. Did they give you, Steve, you got your lollipops, did you?
I got mine at the barbershop.
At the barbershop. Okay, well, I used to get my lollipops at the bank. And the teller would always smile, and we'd have a little chit-chat, and I'd go home with my silver dollars. Well, about 10 years ago, I was up in Provo, Utah, and I don't know how we got onto the conversation of fiat money, but I took a whole little crew of college students from the Brigham Young University. We're to the Wells Fargo Bank on University Avenue there in Provo. University Avenue and 100 block. And I took them in the bank, and I put a $5 bill down on the counter and asked the clerk for silver dollars. You know, she had the bank guard remove me from the lobby. I got an armed escort out of the bank for asking for five silver dollars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that, you know, the students were like, holy shit, what's going on here? I was making a point to these students that we live in a world where Donald Trump runs around making a great big deal out of the stock market being at 28,000 whatever, right? Now, is that $28,000? How can it be at $28,000 if there aren't no dollars? There aren't any dollars, Steve. I guarantee you, everybody that's listening to this program, take you five reserve note or 20 reserve note. I'll go down there with 100 notes from the Federal Reserve. Well, it's not really federal, is it, Steve?
No,
take one of those.
It's private.
Those hundred notes. Go down to the bank with 100 notes, and tell them you want 100 silver dollars, and see what happens. They'll throw you out of the bank.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they'll look at you like you're off your medication, and that there's something wrong with you. Well, I guess my point here is that how is it that we're getting away with Donald Trump, the president of the greatest nation in the world, the greatest nation in human history, running around, you know, carrying on about a stock market at 28,000. Like it's a great big accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
But he won't explain the helicopter dollars to everybody. You won't catch Donald Trump dead explaining helicopter money. Now, the Secret Service, if any of the Secret Service or the Treasury are listening to your show today with, you know, maybe a few of them guys from the FBI and the Justice Department.
Uh-huh. And the NSA.
Maybe we can get the director of the FBI to explain helicopter money.
Yeah, don't forget about the NSA.
The what?
The NSA.
NSA. Who's that?
NSA?
Oh, NSA. I thought you said MFA, and I was thinking, oh, who the hell's the MFA? NSA. Yeah, the National Security Agency. Yeah, they're quite interesting people. Computer. I guess they're mostly Cray supercomputers out there at Fort William. They're in, what's the name? Oh, the Bluffdale Center out there by the Salt Lake Airport. Yeah, they're right there next door to Fort Williams. You know what I'm talking about when they say Fort Williams?
Yes.
That underground, you know, super duper nuclear bomb-proof bunker they have in the mountain next to the Bluffdale supercomputers.
One of those bunkers that don't exist.
Well, you know who runs all of that, right?
Sure, the Russians.
No, it's Mitt Romney's pals from BYU.
Yeah, right.
Go Cougars. Have you ever been to Provo and to Cougar Stadium?
No, I haven't. I've been to Provo, but not Cougar Stadium.
Boy. I interacted with a Brigham Young crowd for about 5 years. When they found out that I was a Baptist, I got, holy shit, man. I became the enemy. I became a spy. Yes,
please, please don't forget the cursing. Please don't forget the cursing.
Oh yeah. Sorry. The thing here is that we're at a juncture. Now we're up on to the election cycle. I guess they had a New Hampshire debate last night. I didn't even watch it. Because it's all rigged. They won't even let Tulsi Gabbard, participate.
Right.
She made the debate, but they won't let Tulsi Gabbard. I guess the Democrats are mad at Tulsi for exposing them for the mafia trash. Did I say it's okay to say mafia trash, isn't it?
Sure.
I don't want to offend any,
Don't want to offend the mafia? Well,
I don't know if I'd want to be mafia and have somebody refer to me as Republican and Democrat.
You remember the old song, they joined the mafia because they couldn't get into the CIA, the mafia.
Yeah, something is so skew in America that it's mind-bending. It's literally like an episode of the Twilight Zone. I mean, if you go to the PACER, which is the official court records for the United States courts, and you look up that case on the PACER, 2:19-CV-005, it's Birchfield versus Deutsche Bank et al. And you look to who the parties are. There's a part of the PACER system where you can look and see who the parties are. Well, I'm the intervening private attorney general listed on the official records of the federal court. That's right. Judson Witham is the intervening private attorney general that has got one of the largest mortgage companies in U.S. history to admit to everything that they've been accused of. So I guess where I'm trying to go with this diatribe and my ranting and raving is I happen to be an expert on what a dollar actually is. Is Bill, Bill Clinton used to go around making a big deal out of that word "is." I told you, Steve, it's like an episode of the Twilight Zone. When you got Bill Clinton, having to explain the word "is" to the American people, I mean, it's pretty sad.
Right.
I think it's all the fluoride and the aluminum and all the beer that America drinks. They drink beer out of aluminum cans, and they drink draft beer down at the pub, and the fluoride and aluminum and alcohol have a tendency to cloud the mind. I think it's a recipe for the murder of people's third eye.
Sure, it is.
Yeah, it destroys the mind's ability to have perception and intuition. And I think a concentration killer where you can't concentrate. And I mean, the simplest of facts. Look at all the crazies running around in Virginia, for instance, with, you know, taking away people's arms.
Well, that's just another distraction, too, though.
Well, you know, I said the word arms, and most people, when they hear that, it's like, what's he talking about, arms?
Uh-huh.
Is he talking about cutting their arms off so they don't need short sleeve shirts?
Right.
Or is he talking about arms like what the army, everybody knows what an army is. They don't have any problem with that word. You know, you either going to join the army or not, right?
Uh-huh.
But when you say arms, everybody gets confused. Why do people get confused when you say arms, but when you say army, they understand what you're talking about? Do you know the difference, Steve?
Between Robert? Arms? Between arms and army?
I'm sorry for laughing. My God almighty, this country is so Florida. Only you know what, right?
Oh yeah.
I'd hate to say holy poop or holy caca, you know, on your show. I don't want anybody to get upset. But everybody knows what poop and caca is.
Holy guacamole Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Holy guacamole Batman. So I don't know, I mean I think I did the nation a big service. Remember when they killed that Russian general. Wait a minute, he was Russian. He was Iranian.
Yes.
Iranian general when they hit him with the
yes,
the missile from the drone. What was his name there?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
I think they call him Chili Con Carne now. General Con Carne hit him with a drone missile and blew him all up all over the landscape there.
Sent him up to see his 72 virgins, didn't they?
Well, I taught him a lesson. I mean, I made a couple of videos for Don Trump, and I mean, I got right up in his grill. I mean, I really, you know, if he watched it, I'm sure it infuriated him. Because I told him, look, you know, if you're going to kill Paris, fine, but shut up. just come and be quiet.
Yep.
You know, why tell the world that, you know, we used the drone and we blew him up in his car as he was driving around the Baghdad airport, I guess is where he was. He was in Baghdad when we got him. Why don't you just, you know, blow him to bits and just go play golf and keep your mouth shut now.
Yeah.
You know, and then go work your way down the list. You know, you can get the next terrorist, and then you can take out a couple of Democrats, and then let's see. Oh my God! Oh, I promised you I was going to talk about the biggest deal of the century. That unbelievably criminal, felonious terrorist tearing up those papers. God,
yeah.
That's wrong. When Nancy tore up those papers,
yep.
I mean, talk about a felony. Even Donald Trump called her a criminal, you know. He said, well, it is. It's a law to, you know, tear up the paper. And they're making a big deal out of those stupid, can I say asses in the Bible? So can I say it on your show?
Dumbass. Certainly.
Dumbass.
Dumbass isn't really a bad word.
I get in trouble when I start saying dumbass in church. People get upset and I say, well, heck, it's in the Bible.
Yes.
Christians, too, they get really confused when you start talking about dumbasses. But yeah, when Pelosi tore up those papers, I mean, you talked about putting somebody in prison. Even that Senator Nunes or Nunes or everything. He was talking about having her impeached. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Nancy tearing up papers compared to millions of Americans getting swindled in their home mortgages.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you think more important, Steve?
Well, since everybody thinks that what you go to the bank and pick up money is real money, I don't know. It must be the papers that she tore up. I don't know.
Well, it's just that it's almost like an episode of Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Uh-huh.
I mean, America has become this alternate universe where nothing seems to be real. It's all like this Neverland experience between reality and La La Land. There's nothing that seems to be sacred anymore. I'm not trying to be contrary. I'm just trying to tell you how it is. If you had gone back to like the Eisenhower period in American history,
uh-huh,
and tried to run this Mayor Pete past the American people for a presidential candidate, you know, the guy with his husband.
Uh-huh.
I can't even begin to tell you how irate and outraged and probably violent most of the American people would have instantly become with a Mayor Pete candidate during, like, I don't know, Nixon Kennedy's race in 1960, even up to, like, when Lyndon Johnson and Gerald Ford. I mean, can you imagine a Mayor Pete presidential campaign during the era of George Bush? I mean, the American people wouldn't have accepted. But now, somehow, all of a sudden, it's just like America is just supposed to accept it because the corporate news media is not laughing. Nobody's laughing about this candidate. Nobody's saying, well, wait a second, isn't he a... I'm going to get disgusting here just for a second. Isn't he a poop pusher? And this guy, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross. I'm just trying
and
to...
And he's actually a former mayor. He's not even mayor in South Bend, Indiana anymore. A town that's only 8 miles away from me, actually, is the town he was mayor of.
I'm not trying to, you know, be a basher. I'm not bashing the reprobates. I'm sorry, man. I just don't roll that way. I guess maybe I'm the last bigot. I just don't find it appropriate for this sort of stuff in a presidential campaign to be pushed into the faces of American children.
You know,
I mean,
Judson, since we had Bubba Clinton in the 90s, each and every puppet has gotten more and more of a circus sideshow than the previous one, and it's only going to get worse and worse. 2005's Idiocracy, the movie, it wasn't supposed to be a documentary. It was supposed to be a comedy, but it's coming true.
I think that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, most Americans want some sort of breakfast and a cup of coffee, maybe a glass of orange juice. And then they want to go to their job, or they want to go to their college class, or they want to, go to the hospital so their wife can deliver the baby. And, a certain amount of normal American life. You know, buy a kid a bicycle for their birthday. I don't want to say Beaver Cleaver necessarily, but maybe I Love Lucy. Sort of, American experience. Don't you remember when, you used to come home from school and mom would have some brownies made for you, maybe a bucket of milk, and then you'd get to watch TV or go out and play baseball until you had to clean up for dinner and then do your homework. There's sort of a normal routine to the American way of life. We had the Mustang. Remember the first Mustangs? Everybody was excited about the Mustangs.
Uh-huh.
And then we used to have O.J. Simpson running through the airport. Remember when O.J. Simpson was an icon for Hertz Rent-A-Car? I'm telling you how old I am now, aren't I?
Sorry, he was what?
Yeah, I mean, when Broadway Joe was, throwing, 40 and 50-yard touchdown passes. A cheeseburger at McDonald's was like, what? Weren't they like
25 cents.
And I think the hamburger was 15 cents, and you paid 20 cents for a cheeseburger, the Golden Turkey. Back in the day when the milkshakes were fake. But today we roll out all these bizarre abortions right up until, the baby's supposed to be born. We're killing babies when they're supposed to be being delivered. We're discussing Mayor Pete and his husband for president like it's just not an issue at all. I mean, nobody's even discussing his marriage to a man. It's like, it's just supposed to be, I guess, an acceptable thing. And then, out there listening and just flipping out, I don't get with them for saying that, but what's next? NAMBLA and the Man Boy Love Association running for Congress? Oh, wait a minute. They've already got that, don't they? And these Planned Parenthoods.
Planned Parenthood
just into some, baby, infant fetus body parts.
Yeah. These are all distractions. They're not going to stop murdering the babies with the abortion factories. They're not going to take the guns. They're all just fighting points. What they will do one day is they will restrict the materials to make ammunition. They will stop selling the ammunition to us. They don't need to take the guns. All they need to do is stop selling the ammunition. Stop giving us access to the materials. That's all they really need to do. But this.
So do you think they'll ever outlaw radio? You're not even radio. You're internet, right? Well, you're kind of radio.
Right. Yeah.
You think they'll outlaw you having me on your show? Where people will not be able to talk about certain subjects at all? Did we get cut off?
No, I'm still here.
I heard a dead air and I'm going, oh my God.
Nope. I'm just listening.
Pulled the plug.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It's happened to me. I'm telling you. And, when I start talking reality in a court of law, I'll tell you the bailiffs get all up in my face and the judge gets really grumpy because every once in a while they get up off the bench and storm off in the chambers because they're going to bring the court proceed to a complete halt and won't talk about, you know, facts of a given case anymore. That's sort of where I think it's going to happen next with this case in Tennessee. Can I tell you we won? Holy smokes. The implications, the cause and effect of Gerald Cugnot defaulting. Holy smokes. What a big poobah. He admits to everything, which there's this federal judge in Greenville, Tennessee. His name's Leon, and he had to screen the allegations that I filed in the case for sufficiency to make sure that, you know, I was actually stated a federal cause of action. And I cited 6 racketeering causes of action, and he recognized 5 of them. So even Judge Corker is a witness to what I'm telling you on this show is being truth. I'm being just 100% factual here, Steve. I wouldn't have it any other way on one of your programs.
Right.
But it affects the whole American economy. Entire economic model in America is what we're talking about here. This isn't a rerun of last year Flipper or a rerun of, you know, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen. This is the hardcore, in-your-face reality today in America. That's what we're discussing here. And it's so staggering that most people are just unable to wrap their mind around it. Donald Trump flying around in Air Force One, and Mike Pence and William Barr and Christopher Ray, you know, this whole upper echelon of the American Empire are just running their mouths endlessly about a 28,000 stock market.
Yeah.
But they're not explaining to this nation helicopter money. And it almost sounds like I'm crazy, doesn't it, Steve? It's like I'm a conspiracy theorist by talking about quantitative easing. Which, have you ever seen that segment of Comedy Central, Jon Stewart show about the big bank theory?
No.
Yeah, Jon Stewart has a segment. It's on the net. It's easy to follow.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's called the Big Bang Theory. And he gets for maybe 2 or 3 different ways admitting to the world that they just make the money from thin air, right out of nothing. They're literally controlling every aspect of the American people's lives with a commodity that they make from thin air. And they've got the entire American population strung up like marionettes. But now, this is Cancel the Cabal, am I right? Am I on the right show?
It is.
I'm talking to the real, genuine Steve Roberts. You're not a clone, is right?
Nope, not at all.
Do you know the revolutionary radio that we're discussing here?
No, this is people's internet.
This is where the rubber meets the road. Cancel the Cabal. We get down to the brass tacks on your program. It's amazing. It's just simply amazing. I was going to ask Don Trump a couple of questions during the State of the Union. They wouldn't let me ask him, you know.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know about this $16 trillion reserve note bailout for all the banks that Timothy Geithner and Ben Bernanke and Hank Snow and I guess Eric Schneiderman and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and all these top echelon American officials actually did. $16 trillion in helicopter money bailout, you know, welfare, $16 trillion in welfare for all the banks in America. While we're talking about, you know, cutting Social Security and we don't want, what do they call it, Obamacare.
Right.
They don't want to pay for it. Well, I mean, if they can print up $16 trillion for their banker monies, I guess maybe Bernie Sanders. Do you think if Bernie Sanders had Mayor Pete as a vice president candidate, it would be a shoo-in? Nobody could be.
Say that again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think they're putting LSD in the drinking water. Something's wrong. Getting crazy. Holy smokes, you got Donald Trump from a reality show, and he's all he is a mafia guy. But, you know, acquitted. He didn't get exonerated, he got acquitted, so now he's Teflon Don, right?
Supposedly, yes.
You know that's funny, right? Come on, laugh.
Well, I didn't really hear what you said. You're cutting in and out the entire show.
The FBI's got my phone. All well, of a sudden, my phone's getting squirrely.
It's like your volume is perfect. Your volume is perfect, and then it just cuts way low, very very low.
Yeah, I think my phone's messed up. It's bugging my phone. Uh oh, my telephone's bugged. I believe that the best thing that I can share with your listeners today is, you know, if it doesn't taste good, don't eat it.
Right.
If it tastes like it's spoiled, spit it out. If it doesn't smell right, you know, don't put it in the casserole. Don't add it to your salad. America's got to wake up here. We're living in this age of great deceptions, smoke and mirrors, as Ronald Reagan used to call it, smoke and mirrors, remember?
Uh-huh.
The future of our families, our progeny, depend on our mental astuteness to be able to separate the real from the unreal. And Dan, I'll tell you what, this world, Mayor Pete, if you're out there listening, this world is off the track, man. It's totally off the rails. It's off the chain. It's freaking crazy what it is. And that's not good. It's not good at all. Our children, our grandchildren, their grandchildren, they're going to pay a price for this nonsense. They sure are. And I just hope it doesn't wind up like in a world war.
Yeah.
I think China's laughing. China's really taken a hard hit here the last couple of weeks with this coronavirus nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Their ability to export their products to the world, their ability to send their physicians and their scholars and their engineers abroad has been halted.
Yep.
They can't allow people from the free world to visit China to conduct business.
Right.
This is getting serious.
Yeah. My brother.
And then, of course, we got the Walmart debt. You know, from everybody buying this Chinese stuff down at the mall, from J.C. Penney's and Sears Roebuck and Montgomery Ward. I think most of the stuff Amazon markets on eBay is coming out of China.
Yep.
You can't hardly buy tires for your cars if you leave Mexico or China.
Right.
And when you look at the World Health Organization's quarantines and travel restrictions, even to like Guam, Hawaii is essentially shut down. Airline traffic from China to Hawaii has ceased to exist. Their flights from Beijing to London are just the most important and wealthy people in the world are allowed to travel, but they're still quarantined when they hit Heathrow Airport.
Yes, they are. But Judson,
you know,
we're all done with the hour here.
Let's just do 1 hour today. I got to get a new phone. I guess my phone's got the virus.
Your phone's got the coronavirus, does it?
I think they're trying to send me a message, Steve. They're trying to shut me up.
Well,
you know,
something.
When you can't talk from the back cave on a cell phone, man, something's not right.
Yeah, something certainly needs to be looked at with your phone. I don't know.
Go to your break, and let me get something to drink. Maybe I'll call you. Call me back. See if I'm in the mood.
Well, I'm gonna. Let's just go ahead and continue another night or another day, though.
Perfect.
Maybe we
and
won't.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me on, and I hope I made some real sense and was a little entertaining along the way.
Oh yeah, you're always entertaining. That's for sure.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks. He had some wild things going on with this phone there. I don't know what was going on, but gonna have to try it another time. So I'm gonna put a little something on for 4 minutes and take a break and continue on with some more documentaries, some more stuff I want to hear from Forbidden Fruit is her YouTube channel, Noel Fay. I talked to her last year. I'm going to try to get her on. She's been having some, a lot of issues with a lot of things, but hopefully I'll be able to get her on soon. So thanks everyone for coming out.